All right, well, welcome everyone. We'll get started. I think there are one or two more people on their way, but we're just out of 6:30, so we'll get started. Thanks all for being here. I know it's a late slot. It's not easy. Families at home, dinners to get to and things, but it's really nice for you all to join us. For me at least, and many of you in the audience, has become an annual event, Stop the War. It's a funny name for an organisation, Stop the War, because as we hear, in a way, to commemorate the 100-year anniversary of World War I, where there might have been a movement to stop that war. Now, at least, in some of my work and some of my thinking about war, war has proliferated, so we might sort of think about stopping the wars, plural, as opposed to simply stopping the one war, because wars are everywhere and in different places. So that might be something for us to think about tonight. Anyway, I'm just here as chair this evening. We have a couple of great speakers for you, which I'm really looking forward to. And so, it's a pleasure to be here with you all to talk about the centenary of the end of the war to end all wars, or if only. So thanks for joining us. Tonight we're going to be talking about the commemoration of World War I, and asking this important question, what type of foreign policy should Britain pursue today? And hopefully also some practical tips on what we might do to bring about the foreign policy changes that we might like to see. So as promised, we have two speakers. Unfortunately, Lindsay was not able to join us from Stop the War tonight for personal reasons. And so in her stead, we are joined by Alex Snowden from Stop the War Newcastle. Alex is also a key organiser in lots of local Stop the War events and Newcastle Palestine solidarity campaigns. He's at least every event that I'm at, and I think many more. Key activist and organiser, and tonight, as I say, he's stepping in for Lindsay German, who couldn't make it. Tonight, Alex, I'm going to be talking about three things. Firstly, the politics of remembrance and the World War I centenary. Second, he's going to be diagnosing what's wrong with UK foreign policy and asking how UK foreign policy might be different. Our second speaker tonight, and we'll introduce them in this order and the order in which they will speak, is Nick McGoran, a colleague of mine and senior lecturer in political geography here at Newcastle. Nick has written extensively on questions and geographies of peace. Last year, somehow, I'm not sure how he managed it, he published two books by the following titles: Warlike Christians in an Age of Violence, The Evangelical Case Against War, and Gospel for Peace, and Nationalism in Central Asia. So nationalism, Central Asia, and especially Kyrgyzstan, is Nick's central focus in his work. He spends a lot of time, impressive amounts of time in the region, but he's also involved in local peace initiatives and has been instrumental in keeping alive the memory of Martin Luther King here at Newcastle. But tonight he's going to be asking the question, what does British foreign policy need today? So the format will be roughly as follows: about 15 or 20 minutes for each of the following speakers, and then we will open out to a discussion. In previous years, mainly because last year when I spoke at this event, I went way over my time and talked too much, which I'm not going to do tonight, which will mean that hopefully we'll have plenty of time for discussion and contributions from you, and hopefully we'll make this into